Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed. And we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all hearts, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be, that you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of, that you deserve the existence you have been given or it would not have been granted to you, that you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Listening to Revolutionary Life. I'm your host here with Revolutionary Life, My name is Gary. And tonight on Revolutionary Life, for you, anybody who's new and listening in, Revolutionary Life is a revolutionary podcast program. And we deal with a lot of aspects of things that affect our lives every day, whether it's directly or indirectly. And we deal with those things from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just about change. And there's a lot of things need changing. We're here every weekday night on Block Talk, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. This is a call-in show. So at a point in the show, I will be announcing a call-in period. I have my chat room open, and I'll be giving out my call-in number. All right. Now, for the topic of today, for the new person also, that all of our shows are archived. That is to say, if you scroll down my page, you'll see on demand. So if you're not able to stay for the whole show, if you'd like to hear it later, it should be in that on-demand section about an hour after we're done here. All right. All right, guys. Tonight, we're talking unidentified flying objects. The Pentagon and the CIA and the Pentagon, the government, are releasing a lot of films and stuff and more reports now on flying, on unidentified flying objects. They got another name for them, but the idea is that they're now releasing films that have been captured by ships, naval ships, airplanes, air crews, and that kind of thing. And it has been classified for a while. I don't know. They didn't want us to know, I guess. But anyway, there are a lot of people out here, not just the government and airline pilots, who have seen unidentified flying objects. I mean, damn near everywhere I went, somebody has an experience with having seen something they couldn't explain up there in the sky, whether it was in the daytime or night. And usually it's something that lit up, and it's something that stood still, took off, came back, went straight up, went straight down, blinked out, something like that, something weird. Or it's several lights all lined up together and then making different formations. Or it's a triangular kind of thing. A lot of eyewitness, the Phoenix lights. If you look up the Phoenix lights, you have a lot of eyewitness people taking pictures of these lights. And so they got a lot of footage. But are they aliens? Surely they're flying. Surely they're objects. Surely nobody can identify them. No question on that. The real question is, what are they? Are they aliens from another planet visiting Earth? Where did we get that idea? Now, again, we've seen a number of unidentified flying objects. People have. Now the government exposing that they have also, that they can't explain the speed of a certain thing that they saw flying around. They can't understand where it went, lock in on it, is doing aerobatics and aerial things that are abnormal, that we don't have anything that they know of that can do those aerial feats. And so they say that they are just unidentified flying objects. How do we get from there to creatures from outer space? How do we get to there from to aliens visiting our planets and little green men and little big head men and spaceships? Anybody? Okay, now guys, another, like I said, this is a call-in show, and I will be accepting your calls, and I will have my chat room open, but I will announce that call-in period. Now, so I want you to think about that. Nobody's arguing that they're you, unidentified, that they're flying, and they're objects. The real question is, where they come from? What are they? And are they aliens from another planet? Let's talk about that when we get back. Let me give you a little music. Revolutionary Life. I'm your host here, Gary. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night on Blog Talk Radio from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Right? And we're here tonight dealing, we're going to be taking a revolutionary look at this thing about UFOs. Now, the issue of UFOs have been around a long time, guys. It ain't new, right? There was little green men. That was things about little green men when I was in elementary school. And oftentimes, they would, all these visitations, or it seems, if you want to call them that, all these visitations were met with fear. They were met with fear. People might remember George Orwell's invasion planet. He did a whole thing on the radio about it back when there was nothing but radio. Scared the shit out of people. And so fear, it seems to be the biggest response. But again, like I said before I broke here, there's a big difference, it seems, between UFOs, unidentified flying objects, and aliens from another planet. All a UFO says to me is that it was something flying. It was an object, and nobody could identify what it was or why it was there, let's say. Since you can't identify this, it goes down as a UFO. It doesn't go down as a spaceship, a spacecraft. It doesn't go down as a visitor from another planet. It goes down as an unidentified flying object. So what are all of these unidentified flying objects that they're picking up and finding, that people are seeing, taking pictures of even? Oftentimes they're unidentified. But we see them in all kinds of shapes and colors and sizes, and they come and go, and they do all kinds of weird things in the sky. Some people claim they've been abducted by aliens from another planet because they approached the ship that had landed. There are some people who believe they're in contact, that they can go out in Sedona or certain places, and they can actually be in contact with ships, as follow ships or see ships visit us from time to time when they go out and get together and do their big meditation or whatever. And they, I've even heard them be able to give names to the different aliens and from the different planets, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, that kind of thing. And so this is a big thing, I guess, is that we're being visited by us. There are biblical pictures. There are pictures back in biblical times, guys, and ancient times even before then, where there are depictions of unidentified flying objects in the paintings, in the drawings, in the carvings. So it goes all the way back to ancient times, something that looks like it's flying through the air that's a saucer shape or some kind. So in the Bible, this whole thing about Ezekiel and the wheels within wheels, dream he had. Ancient India, when they talk about ancient India and reading the ancient Vedics, there are wars that take place in the sky and flying machines and the like. And so this stuff goes way back. It ain't new. But the Pentagon is now releasing papers and pictures of things that they've done in that sphere of UFOs, things that they've never told anybody about or has been classified. Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing some of those pictures coming out, because before the government decided to go full exposure and deliver all these documents and information, there were people on the radios and programs talking about they had aliens and freezers, that they had operated on an alien, somebody who interviewed who was operating on an alien, all kinds of stuff. Like, they actually had little green men, or little alien men, little alien guys. And so we don't know that. But maybe when the Pentagon does all this disclosure, then we'll find out if they actually had bodies. But before any disclosure, there were all kind of accusations about spacemen and spaceships and all that. The real question is, are they really aliens from another planet? Because there's something alternative that's been offered to that. Right? And there's some people who are into things like dimensions, like they come and go out of a dimension or something to that effect. And so, but we had the Roswell crash back in the 50s. There haven't been a whole lot more crashes, as far as I can tell. There have been a lot of sightings of unidentified flying objects. There hasn't been very many bodies retrieved that we know of yet, of crashed aliens. Nobody's come down and said, take me to your leader, that we know of yet, that I know of yet. I don't know. But this is Exis Rarely. There's an ex-Israeli Air Force guy, general, head guy in the armed forces, who actually said that there is a space alien galactic federation. How about that? Now, I've heard about that. In spiritual books and mysterious books and those books on aliens and that kind of thing. But I've never heard a government official say that there's a galactic federation. So that takes me to, is there other life on other planets, guys? And they tell me that the holdup is there's no proof that there could be life on other planets, that something could exist on other planets. But I don't understand that. Or would they need water, they need this, and they need that. I don't know about that. However, I know that there are things on this planet that can live in zones and areas where anything else would be dead. They can live in boiling hot water, bacteria. They can live in boiling hot vents coming up out of the earth. They can live in alkaline or acid pits that would devour, kill most animals and germs and everything else. But somehow or another, these are called extremophiles, because they are found living in extreme conditions. And so it turns out that life will find a way to live, even in extreme conditions, even in conditions we would think nothing could live in that acid, nothing could live in that alkaline, nothing could live in that boiling hot water. And then we find out that there has some living thing has managed to live on hot sulfur and hot water. We know that there are bacteria that need no air to grow. They're called anaerobic bacteria. Anaerobic bacteria. Well, you can seal a can up, and that if any little bacteria is in that can, it will grow without air, without access to air. And so I believe firmly that life will live wherever it can, where it can get a foothold. And so, in fact, it may take any kind of shape based on the environment. Now, I do a whole thing on the human relationship to the environment, but you have to realize that every shape, curve, organ, hair, every characteristic of a human being or any animal on this earth, you can almost guess the environment that characteristic was created, formed by that animal for. and i.e. a white polar bear whose hair grows white from day one, I do believe. But he's in an Arctic area, right? Also, it's like greeting Darwin. Almost every animal, in order to survive to today, because species are dying all the time, they can't make it in the new, as the environment changes. The ones that do make it, adapt. You are the adaptation to this environment, and it is adapting to you, but you're adapting to it to live here. If a space creature, if you went to another planet, all they need to know is you got lungs that breathe air. They'll say, well, you came from a planet that has oxygen or air. They look at your bone structure and they know that you came from a planet that had a heavy gravity because you couldn't stand up, because you stand up. You're able to stand up and you got strong bones that keep you up and not stuck to the ground. And so they can look at your body and tell that your body is specifically built for a specific planet, a specific environment, to do a specific job in that environment, keep you alive. And so an alien will be shaped and will look like whatever environment it has become accustomed to living in. And just like when we leave here, supposedly leave here and go to another planet, we leave here with a space suit on because our body is not equipped for that environment. So we have to create an artificial environment called a space suit or a space station. When we leave this environment, our bodies, it was not made for space, for other environments. And so when we move into those other environments, we have to protect ourselves by creating an artificial environment around us called a space suit and a space station. So I would imagine, saying that to say this, I would imagine if aliens came here, they would have to adjust to our environment, or they would have to come here wearing a space suit, right? That could protect them from and help them deal with this environment versus the one they were born and raised on. So if an alien did come to this planet, they'd probably come with a space suit. Unless their planet is exactly like ours. And so whether there's life on other planets, if there's other planets, there's life on there, I believe. Period. End of story. Oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's too cold. No. There's not enough water. There's not enough air. No. Your definition of what it takes for life to evolve is limited to what it takes for life to live on Earth in this environment. Like I said, they are anaerobic bacteria that don't need oxygen. They are bacteria that live off of sulfur. They get their nutrients from a sulfur vent shooting up out of the ocean that is boiling hot. And so, habitation of other planets, I can go with that. I believe life will form itself wherever it can. That's the nature of life. And there's so many planets, guys. There's so many solar systems. There's so many galaxies out there. This third rock from the sun can't be the only one with life on it. As tenacious as life seems to be, even on this planet. But again, we lose species every day. They can't make it in this environment. And so aliens on other planets there may be. Whether they can get here or not, whether they come all the way from here from thousands and thousands of miles, and when they get here they run out of gas and crash, I don't know about that. Aliens who come here to look at us, to check us out, I don't know about that. I mean, if we go to another planet, we might drop a robot on the ground to take pictures and oils and samples and that kind of thing. We might go in, we might send a man to the moon to take samples, look around, and come back. We don't generally just go and fly around and then take off or whatever. I don't know. So I imagine if there was aliens coming to this planet, they would have already explored this planet. But the real question is, even if these unidentified flying, some of these unidentified flying objects are actually spacecraft that have entered our atmosphere somehow without us knowing it, and now it's flying around. The real question is, are they, if they are aliens, are they friendly? Are they here to take over? Should we prepare a space agency, a military space force, as already has been announced by your last president, the creation of a space force out of the military, like an air force? So do we really have anything to fear? We'll talk about that when we get back, guys. Let me give you a little music. Thank you. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary. I'm your host. And tonight we're talking about UFOs. I'm talking about unidentified flying objects and the connection between that and us being visited by aliens from outer space. It's a long, old story. And so it is so long, and it is so old, and it goes back so far in history that if anything, if anybody, if any capable civilization was able to come here and visit us, they've been coming here visiting us for a long, long time. And so I said that to say this. A lot of people fear UFOs. It seems the first reaction is to fear them, the fact that there may be aliens from other planets coming down to visit us, little green men or whatever. The first thing is fear. All the movies about visitors from and spaceships and land and take me to your leader kind of folks who step off of there. All of these movies put you in fear of an alien race. Let me tell you something. If an alien race has been visiting this earth since the days of Galileo, if they had the technology to come here and visit us in their feudal days, in the days of kings and queens, in the days of we were still figuring out the atom and the vacuum and before we had the electric light, they could have taken over this planet then. While we fought with swords and knives in battle, before we had an automatic weapon or to throw lead or any other kind of weapon, especially space weapon, lasers, or whatever, they could have taken over this planet a long time ago. I mean, we just had an industrial revolution in the 1800s, guys. That's, what, 200 years ago? 200 years ago. The industrial revolution, when we started using factory machines, 200 years ago, the 1800s. There's been stories of spaceships since ancient Egypt. They got the technology to come all the way from wherever they come from here. And we and if they got that kind of technology, in the old feudal days, we were bow and arrows and knives and swords and spears. They could have just taken over then. It would have been a lot easier. Why wait till we get a space force? Why wait till we get a laser beam and all that kind of stuff? No, I can't believe that. Because unless we've already been taken over and we don't know it. I don't think they need to worry about taking us over. Right, World War I, World War II, we damn near killed each other. In fact, I've heard people say that there's some alien intervention in this country when we almost used nuclear weapons on each other. I've heard a lot of stuff. So let's knock that out. Now, before we put that to bed, I will say that under the Reagan administration, somebody in that administration announced or proposed that one way for the world to come together, all races, all nations, all religions, to come together as one, if you're interested in building a one world government, for all nations to come together as one would be a threat from another planet against our planet. then instead of fighting each other, we'd all coalesce to save, to fight for our planet. And that would be the only thing to pull us together, this outside enemy, this enemy from the outside that would scare us into dropping all of our prejudices against each other and coming together to fight an exterior force, enemy. And aliens, this person proposed, would be the perfect exterior force from outer space coming to take over the Earth. So we don't have time to fight each other. Now we got to fight this, these aliens from outer space coming to take over. And they said that would unite the world into a one world government through fear and war. And so I'm not putting to bed the idea that will be promoted, that may be promoted, that you should be scared, that you should run because aliens are coming, that you should get your guns because the aliens are coming, that you should get a military force called a space force put together out of the military just for the express purpose of protecting our space, I guess. Protecting us from outer space or enemies from outer space. I mean, we can barely go in and out of our own orbit. And we're going to fight a space war with somebody who comes here from thousands of miles away, light years away. It ain't going to happen. But you might get scared. But you might go grab your gun. You might support a alien invasion effort. You know, you got to remember, it's something like 9-1-1. When 9-1-1 happened, Americans got together. So if you want the world to get together, we have to have an unprovoked attack, again, from outer space. An unprovoked attack from an alien race on this earth would cause all mankind to come together as one to repel this alien threat. And we'd use all our scientific know-how and all of our military prowess to repel this enemy. Sound like a plan, guys? Sounds like a plan. So just before you get scared, and again, there's evidence that extraterrestrials, people off this planet, and I understand that there are aliens on this planet, terrestrial, not extra, terrestrial. I've heard a lot of stuff, guys, on aliens. But, you know, and some of them, there's one released video by the Pentagon of a unidentified flying object diving into the water, into the ocean. So they could have bases underneath the ocean, let's say. I don't know. But if you read Zachariah Sitchin, who talks about the development of the human race on Earth by an alien race, the Anunnaki. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but if you look up Zachariah Sitchin and you look up the Anunnaki, he's been reading Sumerian texts, the ancient Sumerian texts, and he has a whole story there about how people from other planets, creatures from other planets, aliens, extraterrestrials came to this earth and basically created what is now the modern human. Whole story about it. And two or three books on it. And so, which means that we are part alien. If the aliens produced us through pregnancies and sperm and egg, in that whole process, then we got some alien DNA in us. if Zachariah Sitchin is right, the aliens created us by taking some of their own and mating some of their own with existing primates on Earth for a workforce, by the way. But still. And so that would make us part alien as well. So they wouldn't be aliens at all. They'd be brothers and they'd be relatives. Some of them. These Anunnaki would, I guess. And so, don't be afraid is the message here. If they wanted something from us, they could have taken it when we were in the Stone Age. If they wanted this planet, they could have taken it when we were in savagery and barbarism, creating war and conquest on each other. When we had World War I, World War II, and all these wars. While we're fighting each other, they could have showed up. That's a good time to show up while they're fighting each other. No, no, no. It's been too long, too much time. If they had the technology to get here from another planet, and we don't, that means they're far ahead of us in technology since we can't get to their planet and walk around and fly around and show up in the sky the way spaceships or whatever unidentified flying objects fly around our planet. We can't fly around their planets the same way. So obviously, if that's what that is from another planet, it's way more technology than we got. They can come from light years away and then come here and fly over our neighborhoods where people can take pictures of it and everything and then take off. We don't want to fight nothing like that. Anyway. And we don't have the tools, probably, or the technology to address something like that. Most of these jet airline pilots can't even keep up with these objects. And so our airlines, our airports would be useless. Unless we got technology that can disappear, stop in one spot, come go in and out, go down underwater and back up again. Unless we got shit that can do that, then we can't even chase these things down. And so guys, so they are unidentified flying objects. But let's don't get it twisted. Are they, we talking really about aliens from another planet? And let's don't get it twisted. If we're talking about aliens from another planet, are we talking about someone who's coming to take over? Now here's the mindset. The mindset is every Western European civilization that I was educated in, Greece, Rome, the British Empire, were all created by war, conquest, and enslavement. Large, powerful countries going into less powerful countries and tribal countries even, and taking them over, taking their resources and sending them back to Rome or sending them back to Greece to make those countries great, including enslaving their people. Greece was a slave society. Rome was a slave society. And so, and then the great colonization, empire building. They said the sun never set on the British Empire. That's because wherever the sun rose, Great Britain had a colony there. India was raped of its resources to the point where it barely had a middle class. I don't know if today if it has one. Rich and poor. The idea that space creatures will come down here is from that logic. It is born from the fact that this is how civilizations have been built on this earth. And so quite naturally, you would believe that if another civilization came to this earth, if they were stronger than we are, then they treat us the same way. They commit war on us. They conquer us and they've enslaved us. These aliens will come here and make war on us. They will conquer us and they enslave us. Why would you think that? Because that's what we do. When we run across a weaker society, that's what we do. We take what they have and we enslave them and oppress them. That's what the Greeks did. Alexander the Great is known for conquering the known world. What does conquering mean? It means going into somebody's country and says, from now on, this is Greece. And if you don't like it, let's fight. And when the dust settles, we'll see. And once they take over, they take all the resources out of those countries and send them back to Greece, including the people, for slaves. Greece was a slave society. Caesar's Rome, same thing. These were all taught to me to be great societies in school. Well, how were they built? War, conquest, and enslavement. America, a revolutionary war, a conquest of the native population, and enslavement of African people. That's how it works. That's how it's worked since the first Western European civilization, or Arabic civilization, or Asian civilization. Attila the Hun didn't take no prisoners. The Arabs occupied, invaded, and colonized most of North Africa, and they're still there. This is how it's done. And so naturally, you would think, oh, if another civilization came here from another planet and they were stronger than we, they're going to make war on us. They're going to attempt to conquer us, and they're going to attempt to enslave humankind. So grab your weapons and let's fight these, get ready to fight these, this civilization that's stronger than we are probably. So I can see what that mindset comes from. Can you? There's an old Arabic saying, cowards believe all men are cowards. Thieves believe all men are thieves. You are certain that they're going to do to you what you've done here on this planet. Because you think everybody does things like you. And so I can see where the fear of an advanced civilization, rather than the welcoming of an advanced civilization, the fear of an advanced civilization is more apt on this planet. Because you think they're going to do to you what you do to weaker countries and civilizations, what you've done to weaker countries and civilizations. Maybe they don't think like that, if they are, because they could have taken advantage of us a long time ago. They wouldn't have came with spears and bow and arrows if they could fly through the sky. If they created us, we have not advanced beyond them because we can't create them. If they can come here, we have not advanced beyond them because we can't go there and hover around in their skies. And so, guys, tonight we wanted to talk about the UFO situation. And we can agree that there are unidentified flying objects. What we cannot agree on is there's some alien race coming here to attack us. They could have done it a long, long time ago while we were fighting each other. While we had bow and arrows and steel. In fact, now may be just like bow and arrows to someone who could fly here light years away. and play around in our sky and disappear when they get ready. And outrun anything we got in the sky. Perhaps we have nothing to fear. Perhaps they fear us, in a sense. Because we would be so fearful of them that they would not have peace even if they landed here. We'd be so busy trying to kill them, capture them. We would never trust their purpose for being here because they're smarter than we are. They could easily fool us. There would be distrust. Maybe they know that. Maybe they know you freak out. Maybe they already know you fucking freak out. And rather than having a conversation, you'd rather be looking at how to conquer them, how to fight them. That's my take on the UFOs. Don't let get it twisted, guys. I think if anything came here that was hostile to us, they could have done their business to us centuries ago. There are stories of UFOs and visitors from outer space that go back thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And we're moving into our call-in section. I don't know if you've seen UFOs. I don't know if you're sure they're from outer space. I don't know if you think that's a secret government project that they just ain't telling us about, and they're making these spaceships. I don't know if they've got the technology from the Germans years ago. The Germans already had spaceships or something. And so maybe we're making our own anti-gravity devices, and that's what's being seen in the skies. It's just secret, and we don't know about it. Maybe the Pentagon is just as baffled as we are about these unidentified objects. Maybe they've already made contact, and there is a galactic federation out there of planets and of solar systems and of galaxies that we can't join yet because we freak out, fight or flight. That's what the Israeli guy said. The Israeli military guy said is that there is a galactic federation out there. How about that? And so even if there was, if this turns out to be a fact, we're not welcome, we're not eligible to sit on that federation because we haven't learned to take care of this planet, let alone fight for some other one. Fight for this planet. We won't let somebody mention climate change. We won't fight for this planet. Now, you think we're going to fight for it when some aliens show up? And so I think if they're out there, then don't be afraid. Be fearless and have no doubts if they're out there. I'm going to open up my lines now. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060, 319-527-6060. I'm going to open up my chat room. Anybody have any questions or comments or concerns, they can put them in my chat. I'll be monitoring that chat room. This is call-in time, guys. I set this part of the show aside strictly for those who like to comment, have questions or concerns or comments they like to make. I am concerned about this issue only in the sense that I do remember that under the Ronald Reagan presidency of the United States, there was a government official who spoke about how a alien invasion might unite the world. That if we had an external enemy to this planet, then the people on this planet would forget about religions and races and the difference between us and nationalities and all that, and nations, and we'd all come together as one to fight this threat from outer space. So maybe somebody wants you to believe that there's a threat from outer space. I don't know. But it doesn't surprise me, as I said, that they are fearful of anybody more intelligent than they are, with more technology than we have. And I told you why. Because the entire history of civilization building on this country, in this country, have been through war, conquest, and enslavement. From the Spanish coming over here and enslaving and conquering the people of Central and South America, to America coming here and conquering and enslaving the people of the Americas and taking their resources. That's the way we roll. And so we think that's the way everybody roll. I told you, there's an old Arabic saying, cowards believe all men are cowards. Thieves believe all men are thieves. You're afraid they're going to do the same thing to you that you did to all the smaller countries and tribes and villages as you built the Roman Empire, as you built the Greek Empire, as you built the British Empire, as you built the Arab caliphates. And so, maybe they don't think the way you do. Maybe they don't need to. My lines are open. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. What do you think about the alien threat? Or if there is one? My chat room is open. I'll be monitoring that chat. Anybody have questions or comments or concerns, they can put them right in the chat. This is our call-in section, guys. I call it your time to shine. And I'll turn it over to you, and I'm going to give you a little music to go with it. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. I'm your host tonight. And we're tonight, guys, the topic of tonight was UFOs. It seems that the government is now going to release a lot of classified documents that it has collected over the years of unidentified flying objects. And that's all they are classified as, not as spaceships, not as visitors from another planet. They are flying. They are objects that are flying. And they can't be identified by any normal means. Based on their behavior, their appearance and disappearance, it seems it's hard to identify what these flying objects are. There's a lot of speculation about what they are. There's a lot of stories about what they are. But what we know is that they've been around a long time. We have old paintings, ancient paintings with spaceships in the background. We have ancient carvings that appear to have flying craft in the carvings. And we have ancient stories. The most notable one, of course, is Zachariah Sitchin, who writes a book about the Anunnaki that he learned from attempting to interpret ancient Sumerian texts from an ancient society that actually talks about another group from another planet coming here for gold, he says, and having got here, actually at some point created using primates on this planet, mating them with their own DNA, creating a human being that we know today as modern human. Now that's possible, I guess, but anything's possible, but that would make us alien. That would make our DNA hold some alien DNA, if Zachariah Sitchin is correct, that this race of people, human beings on this planet, was created, put together with some DNA from an alien race. How about that? Then there's those who believe that aliens are already here. Lizard people are little big-head men with big eyes that are already on this planet, and that this government is working with them. Right? There are people like the guy in Israel, a retired military general, who says that there's a galactic federation out there of lives on other planets that have got together. I don't know. But he says, they say, we're not ready. And if you look at the history of our country, the history of our civilization building, you will agree. You will agree that all great civilizations on this planet started out by war, conquest, and enslavement. Of smaller groups. Thus, the fear that the same thing will happen to us if a more advanced race comes to this planet or wants to take over this planet. Well, we don't have a handle on this planet. First of all, we don't give a damn about this planet. First of all, most of us don't get involved in Earth Days and stuff like that. But we're going to protect the Earth. We're going to fight for the Earth from some aliens. And so that is probably not going to happen. In my opinion, I don't know. What's going to happen it's probably they're not going to have anything to do with us. Well, most of us. For fear. Our own fear will cause us to run or fight or flight. All the movies we've ever watched about aliens coming to this planet have all been about them coming to take over. And our military fighting back. Well, how you fight about, you've seen our military jets try to keep up with some of these unidentified objects. They disappear, they appear, they move faster than we do. They make all kinds of turns and stop in midair, things we don't do. Our jets don't do anyway. Unless we have that technology and we're keeping it secret. And these are test flights that we're seeing. That's a whole nother story, guys. And we go down the rabbit hole. But I'll tell you this one. I did hear a government official under the Reagan administration wax eloquently about how we can become a one-world government. We would drop all of our religious differences and our national differences. And we'd come together as one. If we only had an exterior enemy to the earth. And so I don't know if that means that if they manufacture a fear of an attack on the earth from other planets, that they can use that as a way of making us all come together. Sounds feasible if y'all are scared. And if somebody trying to take over this world, this planet, from another planet, maybe you'd be willing to join a space force to fight for this planet, like Will Smith on 4th of July, the movie, Independence Day movie. Well, I don't think any of that's going to be possible, guys. I don't know. What do you think? My lines are open. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. My chat room is open. You have questions or comments, suggestions, whatever, you can put them in the chat room. I'll be monitoring the chat, and I'll be responding to those responses. This part of the show, I call it Your Time to Shine. My line's open. What do you think about all this? Thank you.
It's awesome. This is a little. Yeah. I just want to come.
You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life is here on Blog Talk every weekday night, Monday through Friday. We're here from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Every night, we have a different topic, right? And you never know what that topic's going to be. And so, if you are on my site, you will see a follow sign, a follow button. If you look at the site up at the upper right, left-hand corner, I believe, there's a follow button. You can click that follow button, and it will notify you when our programs are on the air. Number two is there's a share button right next to that button, that you can share this with other folks as well. And I want you to think about that. If there are other people who are concerned about this UFO issue, they can't wait till the government release all of this information about UFOs so we can find out if we were visited by aliens and the government knew about it all the time, da-da-da-da-da. Or if they're just going to release a lot of footage of UFOs, unidentified flying objects, which does not explain, which does not lead to, which does not necessarily develop into aliens from other planets coming to visit us. And so if indeed they do release aliens that they've captured, I've seen back in the day, there were pictures of little aliens that they had caught and done autopsies on. Let's see if they release pictures of that and pieces of spacecraft that have been recovered that had symbols on them, that had strange properties that no metal on earth has, that kind of thing. All of these things I've heard. But let's see if the government reveals that information, that they recovered a spacecraft, that they recovered an alien. Or are they just going to show us a bunch of pictures of airline pilots and the like seeing things flying around in the sky, unidentified? And they're going to let you translate that into aliens. We've been talking about UFOs tonight here on Block Talk Radio, here on Revolutionary Life, where we deal with things that affect our lives every day, but we look at them from a revolutionary point of view. And revolution is just change. Before we make change, we need to be clear. So we seek a lot of clarity here about all of these different issues that affect our lives. Some of them are quite not clear enough for us to see our way through. So as we see clarity here, we look at these issues. I told you, I've heard government officials say under the Reagan administration that that's what we need is an attack from another planet, an exterior enemy to bring our nations together, the impetus to bring us all together. And so it might behoove somebody to think that we should have an artificial attack from outer space. You've watched enough movies. You've seen enough movies about visitors from outer space to go with the idea that they're here to take over our planet. Haven't you? Haven't one movie after another showed us fighting off aliens who came here to take over? Maybe they got you ready to build that one world government or whatever they're trying to do. Get you united, whatever they're trying to do. Maybe that is a plan to scare you to death, to scare you into uniting. Doesn't seem to be any other way, I guess, to get you to come together and drop these nations and races and stuff and religions differences and come together. And so we get an exterior force coming down here. We might join together to fight back. You know, little things like we've had examples of that with 9/11, where Americans became Americans, not African Americans, not this kind of American and American, because we were attacked. And so with an alien attack, maybe we become one world, a one world government, because we were attacked. We stick together when we get attacked to fight back. We need an external enemy, they said. Well, we still got a little time. My lines are still open. My chat room is still open. Questions, comments, you can put them in the chat. If you have something to say, you can give me a call. I'll put you right on the line. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. This is your time, what I call your time to shine. I set this side of the show together just for you. Let me give you a little music. Thank you. Listening to Revolutionary Life. Revolutionary Life also has a page on Facebook by the same name, Revolutionary Life. If you like, you can trip over there to that page. A lot of interesting things on the page. Also, guys, keep in mind that all of our shows are archived. If you can stay here for the whole show, if you'd like to hear the show again, in an hour from now, it will be listed on our on-demand section. If you're on our site, all you got to do is scroll down just a little, and you will see our on-demand section of all of our previous shows. And so check it out. You can, and they're all there by topic. So you can pick the topic that we've discussed, if it's interesting to you. If there's an interesting take on that topic, you might want to share it with others who are concerned about this same issue, the same topic, who might want to hear it from a different point of view. You got a share button on my site. If you look up in the upper left-hand corner, there's a share button that will allow you to share this presentation with others that you think might be interested in things like this or these particular subjects. And there's lots of different subjects, guys, because we're here, we're here every weekday night, baby. We're here Monday through Friday, sweetheart. And we're here from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right. And tonight, guys, we've dealt with this question about UFOs. And I just want my folks out there who are listening to understand. The Pentagon is now releasing a lot of UFO sightings. All right. In this information that they're releasing, we're probably going to see a lot of unidentified flying objects. The question is, will that equate to aliens from other planets? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. That's a leap. Now, I told you that historically, I've heard in my lifetime that not only have they tried building their own spaceships, in fact, they said Germany had an anti-gravity ship in progress or something, I don't know, Hitler's Germany. They also say that we've recovered fallen ships that have come here from millions of miles of light years away, right out of gas and crashed when they got here. But they say that, I've heard that, I've heard we recovered aliens and operated on them. I've heard we recovered aliens and questioned them and interrogated them. Interesting, they speak our language. We speak theirs, one another. And so I've heard all of this stuff about Area 51. Now, the question is, will they be releasing stuff like that? Alien contact, Galactic Federation, as the Israeli retired general said, would there exist, a federation of galaxies. already out there? Would they be releasing their contact with aliens from other planets? Whether that's because they lost the ship here, whether that's operated on some aliens that were that died here or interrogated some aliens or something like that. If that stuff is coming out, then maybe we can talk aliens. We could talk extraterrestrials, possibly. And there's a difference between alien and extraterrestrial. Extraterrestrials are from another planet. There may be aliens on this planet already. We might be mixed with some alien, some extraterrestrial blood. But there may be other species on this planet that are alien to us. Having said that, let's see what the government is going to release. And if it's a bunch of aerial photos, guys, let's not make the leap that that means extraterrestrial. Let's see the bodies. Let's see the ships that were recovered. Let's see the materials that, we've never seen before on this earth that's been recovered. Let's see the interrogations that supposed to have occurred. Some people say occurred with aliens that have come down here that have been in interrogation rooms and talked with us and all that kind of stuff. If that's going on, if they're revealing that, now we're revealing something. If they're revealing a bunch of aerial photos, man, we're not getting any farther. We're not getting anywhere. As to find out that there's extraterrestrial life. Now, the one thing I did not mention in this presentation was religion. In the sense that in fear of rubbing some religion the wrong way, the idea that there's that God created the heavens and the earth, and Adam was made on earth, and mankind was created on earth, the idea that mankind was created on another planet, that God went over to another planet and made some more people, might rub some religion the wrong way. We are the chosen ones. We are the chosen planet, it seems, that Adam and Eve was placed on. Was there other Adam and Eves on other planets? If there's other people on other planets that might say something, that might have some religious text, contradicting some religious text? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, the text in the Bible that says, let us make man in our image. Who is the us and the our? Why is the word Elohim, Jewish for God, why is that a plural term? Yeah, that's a plural term with an S. I don't know. I know all I know is that there are unidentified flying objects out there. People have seen them. But they don't equate to alien visitors. And even if they did, they don't equate to an attack to take over our planet from aliens. I said they could have done that a long time ago when we were busy fighting each other. Well, but when we're still using spears and swords and spears and bow and arrows, if they could fly here, they probably had more than spears and swords and bow and arrows. If they could fly here from another planet. And so they're more they're highly technical, more technological than we are. And that probably leads to the fear. We have a history on this planet of dominating weaker countries, taking them over, stealing their resources, and enslaving their people. That's how we built all great civilizations on this planet. War, conquest, and enslavement. So maybe we figure they're going to do the same thing. Remember, I told you there's an old Arabic saying. Cowards believe all men are cowards. Thieves believe all men are thieves. they may not be coming here to do the same thing to us that we do to each other. Take us over, enslave us, and all that good stuff. And it all just could be a hoax to try to build a one world government, they say. Because if we had an external threat, we'd all come together. Maybe. And so they might play an external threat game and play on your fears and your doubts. But we need to keep our heads up, guys. I want to thank everybody who listened in for listening in tonight. Tonight we was talking about UFOs, unidentified flying objects, as opposed to aliens from other planets and extraterrestrials and the like. And so we just about running out of time. Okay, so our time is running down, guys. So I want to thank you for listening in. I want to remind everybody that all this show here will be on demand in about an hour, being our on-demand section, and all of our old shows are archived, so they're all on demand. And you'll see that on our site. If you're on our site, you can just scroll down, and you'll see our on-demand section. And you can, and it's there by topic, and so you can actually pull the different topics that you might be interested in listening to. That's quite a few, because we're here every night addressing certain issues. And so, guys, and so I want to thank you again for listening in. And don't forget, this is a call-in show, so you are free to call in. You are free to enter our chat room and leave a message in our chat. We always announce our call-in section mid-show, about mid-show. And we set that aside for you to respond if you like. And so tonight we've been talking about UFOs, but you never know what we're talking about tomorrow night. So there's also a follow button on my site. If you're on this site up in the upper left-hand corner, there's a follow button. If you click that button, you'll be notified when we're on the air, when we're live. You'll also be have a little heads up on what the topic's going to be. All right? We also have a Facebook page, guys. We have the same name, Revolutionary Life. If you're on Facebook, you might trip over there and take a look at that page. I'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll be looking at other issues that affect our lives every day, some indirectly, some directly. But we'll be looking at them from a revolutionary point of view. Keep in mind, guys, when we look at an issue, we look at it as an issue for change. Revolution is just change. And there's a lot of things out here need to be changed. Revolution is just change, and revolutionary wants to be on the vanguard of change. That's all. It's the reactionary that tries to hold change back. We try to keep our fingers on the pulse here. If you ride change in, you might be able to guide change in. If you come in after change has taken place, you probably won't have much say about anything. So we try to keep our fingers on the pulse. All right. Tonight we've been talking about the Pentagon releasing all these UFO photos and full disclosure, they say. Well, we'll see. Are we going to see a bunch of aerial photos? Or are we going to see contact? We'll see. Thank you again for listening in, guys. I'll take you out of here with a little music. Hang in there. Wow. Thank you.